This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
Rocketsville, all you hipsters, welcome to the Actively Distracted Dialogue Podcast. Episode number 5, recorded live at the Greenwood Satellite Studio for WDPN, just the greatest podcasting network somewhere within our hemisphere. I am your host, Mike Wisenhunt, and I'm joined by one of my colleagues, Tony Ward.
Hello.
And a good all-around guy, because I'm married into it, my brother-in-law, Josh Petty.
Yeah.
Man of a few words. We got a very special episode this week because last week was Oscar week in Hollywood. So in order to stay current, but not...
Current-ish.
We're going... ish is just basically the best way to summarize this entire episode of the podcast. We're going to have our own awards show because the Oscars, I'm pretty sure, are trademarked. We are going to have our very first ever second annual Addy Awards. We're going to pick our best films and actors and actresses based solely on the trailers available, because really, who has time to watch that many movies besides Josh, apparently?
Eight movies in 1 hour.
Right. That's seriously cramming in some media, man. We're going
to... Watch them all at once.
Four different computers
and three TVs.
Two windows,
and an iPhone.
Yeah.
I've got enough screens.
Okay, Nick Fury.
He turns. Wow, sounds like a waste of time. Or sounds tiring.
Like a lot of work. Tiring, yes. we're going to base all of our selections off the trailers, because anybody with ADD can certainly sympathize that you don't have enough attention span to denote to, you know, hours and hours and hours of video. No. So, let's get this show on the road. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I think I've seen 3 of these movies total.
Well, the only ones I've actually seen were from Video Effects. I haven't seen any of these other movies. I don't really go to the movies very much anymore. So this works perfect for me.
Not much for depth in film, huh? Keep it shallow.
Keep it shallow.
Explosions, stuff like that.
I only saw one of the movies in the visual effects.
What about the others?
I'm guessing you didn't see them.
I am your daughter.
I am your daughter.
No, I didn't see Interstellar, but I saw all the rest.
I didn't. Well, no, I saw the thing. We'll get to that category eventually.
Okay.
I've seen a few. I remember some others.
Well, this first category for the absolute bestest picture, because best picture is trademark.
Well, for us, it would be best trailer.
That's right. Since we won, for best trailer. Good call there,
yeah.
Anton.
Mm-hmm.
The
why do you call him Anton?
Because it's short for Tony.
No, it's not.
It's one letter longer.
The A and the T are close on the keyboard.
Like short for Anthony.
They're not even close.
They're on the keyboard.
Or alphabetically.
I'm not good with numbers.
Fair enough.
The nominees are... I've scratched through the ones I didn't like, so I can't read it.
Would you rather me
read
them?
I can't read all but one of these.
I still have your email.
Well, first one is American Sniper.
Okay, Tony. American Sniper. Read down the nominees there.
American Sniper.
Antoine.
Birdman.
Or Josh.
Boyhood.
Or Josh can do it.
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Budapest.
The Imitation Game. Selma.
Salem.
The Theory of Everything. And Whiplash.
That last one I really thought was going to be... the story of the villain from Iron Man 2. But it wasn't.
Nah, it's about a song.
No, that movie was called The Wrestler.
Fair enough. Good point. Touche. Very nice.
Yeah, make a note of that, Tony.
We'll make a note of that in the minutes.
Mikey had a zing.
Mikey zinged it.
I've never seen
this. I didn't either.
It was a good movie.
It's got Mickey Rourke in it.
It was Mickey Rourke's Birdman.
One thing I know about it is he dies.
Well,
spoilers, because I've never seen
you
it.
You ruined it for the internet, so
I've never
thanks.
Seen it either.
Oh, well.
I heard it from people. People right, ruined then. It for both of us.
So we've ran down the list of...
best trailer.
Nominees for best trailer. And since Josh read, I guess we'll start with Josh. Josh, what was your selection for best trailer?
Imitation Game.
And why?
You know.
Good answer, Tony.
All right, well, I picked...
I like that guy, the British man.
Oh, yeah, Sherlock.
Yeah, I forget his name.
Khan.
Well, the only note that I had written down for Imitation Game was Sherlock Holmes and Ozymandias in one movie trying to decode things against the Nazis.
Well,
it should be really easy for
really
those
should,
two guys.
Because Ozymandias is a self-proclaimed smartest man in the world.
Smartest man alive. And
alive in the world.
Who's Ozymandias?
The Watchman.
Oh, dude, really?
Never seen that.
I get a disc
in
the watch.
He kind of went all Victor Von Doom in The Watchmen.
Who?
Essentially. Yeah. While still doing it for the right reasons. Saying, well, yeah, he did. But my choice for best trailer out of the ones that we had was Birdman.
Birdman. For
I picked
trailer.
Birdman. I think a lot of it had to do because I knew why he was doing it. I knew what the movie was about. And all the references, every time they said Birdman, if you just put Batman there.
Right.
It is so funny because this character played by Michael Keaton just the whole time. At one point he just says, I am Birdman. And you just think, I am Batman. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was a great comeback from Michael Keaton out of nowhere. And seeing this trailer, I really wanted to watch it. And I never have, but I want to.
Yeah, it's no Multiplicity.
There will never be another Multiplicity. That was a fun movie.
It really was. It really was one of Andy McDowell's finest roles. Right there.
You really thought that they would have had like a Multiplicity 2, Multiplicity 3, Multiplicity 4.
Some multiple multiplicities.
Just trailers.
They made new.
Never ever.
They made other Multiplicities.
They didn't make it.
You know, for the joke to have worked, it would have had to been the exact same movie done again.
Right, but except a little bit worse.
Yes, yes. Not so much
a worse, little bit
just
worse.
Degrade the quality of the
right.
film.
And that would be funny to me.
But eventually it would just go rampant.
It would be worth
years.
The money.
Okay, well, so we've got a vote for whatever Josh picked, and then we've got a
the
vote...
Limitation Game.
The Limitation Game.
In France, that's what it would be called in France.
Right.
Limitation Game.
And Tony liked the Birdman.
Right.
You know, watching these trailers, really the only one that gave me the goose pimples, The Theory of Everything.
Well, I didn't even know what Theory of Everything was. I had no idea. But about 20 seconds into it, I thought, are they making fun of Stephen Hawking here? Is this a parody of Stephen Hawking? And then it was Stephen Hawking. I had no idea.
No, it really was... Michael Redmayne.
Well, obviously, wasn't a movie that they filmed over 40 years of Stephen Hawking. So
that would have been Boyhood.
I understand. Which my notes for Boyhood was I had a Boyhood of my own. Thanks.
Right.
I don't need to watch someone else's. Mine was awkward enough. I don't want to sit through an hour and a half of someone else's Boyhood.
As your dad knocking on the door in the bathroom, what are you doing in there? Just swinging your arms,
shaving.
Mike saw my Boyhood plenty of times.
Every episode.
I have nothing.
I'm writing that in the minutes.
That's gonna go in the show notes.
Yeah, that's gonna be in the best of.
No, it won't.
Oh,
we've discussed the best of.
I know, right?
No, I thought that after watching, you know, the trailer, kind of like Birdman, it told the whole story of the movie. Okay, which trailers aren't supposed to do.
Right.
You want to keep something up your sleeve. And we know Stephen Hawking. We know he has a issue with talking and walking.
He doesn't sound like that. He sounds like a computer.
Okay. So the funniest...
Well, no, for a little while... I know. Hang on. I'll get there. Hang on. Okay. I know where you're going. For a little while, Stephen Hawking had a handler, a guy that stood beside him. And Stephen would...
Gargle?
Make noise.
Yes. Because that's the best he could do. And this guy would translate. And for the longest time, I thought, Well, this guy in the motorized wheelchair is just convulsing. This is the real genius standing beside him because he's coming up with all this stuff on the fly. Like that guy who was doing the sign language at Nelson Mandela's funeral. I mean, you gotta have some respect for somebody who's put up on a stage. And he's like, I don't know what he's saying, but we can travel through the future. All we gotta do is pee on an egg.
How do you become the best at figuring out what people are saying through gargles?
Well, he worked with him.
He knew Helen Keller.
Well.
What'd you call me? So, no, I thought as far as a trailer, I thought that was really, really well done. I had no idea growing up because I knew nothing but Stephen Hawking except he's in a wheelchair. They say he's smart. No talkie-talkie. I never knew he was British.
Thank you.
And I love how in the movie, when they have Microsoft Sam speaking for him, they said,
oh no, it's American.
Yeah, I would have loved if they said, he's a Yank. That would have been just as good, but like, oh no, he's American. And that's when I was like, you know what? I always thought he was American because that was his accent, but it wasn't his accent.
He went to Cambridge. Everyone from Cambridge is British.
No, you can be from America and go to Cambridge. It's cheaper.
No, you can't.
I'm pretty sure you can.
No, everyone from Cambridge is British.
Well, by the time you leave, you're British. Jude Law's from Detroit.
Hey.
Sorry, I shouldn't make fun of Detroit.
Thank you.
They've had enough.
They've had enough problems.
Yes, being that they're the backdrop for Gotham, a city that's in utter decay and destitute.
I didn't know that. Gotham? That's funny.
Well, they're not. They actually film a lot of that in New York City, but
Where it should be.
Inspiration from Detroit. Because.
Good job, Democrats.
Where are they going to get inspiration in Detroit?
You won't. That's the whole thing. Is there anything inspiring about Gotham?
You guys are talking crazy.
So, best actor in a trailer found on YouTube. The nominees. I can read these. I didn't mark through these. You've got Steve Carell in Foxcatcher. Bradley Cooper. And Fake Baby American Sniper. Fake Baby should have been nominated.
Fake Baby.
Benedict Cumberbatch for The Imitation Game.
Well, you got to do it right. You got to mix his name up. I mean, that's what his fans do. You call him Benadryl Cucumberbatch or something like that. Come on.
Cumbers.
Okay.
Imitation Game. Michael Keaton for Birdman. The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, because if you really want to have a movie win an award, you need to have half your title, or you need to have three quarters of your title in parentheticals. And Eddie Redmayne, who I said before was Michael Redmayne because he looks like a Michael, in The Theory of Everything. So, Tony, we'll start with you. Who was your best actor featured in a trailer on YouTube?
I almost went with Steve Carell. I wondered, did they make his nose bigger?
They did. It's a prosthetic.
They made his nose bigger, and unless it's just me,
that's how good of an actor he is. They actually
featured the nose in several shots.
Yes.
They put it right there in the camera.
He had to look down because Mr. DuPont was that way. He looked down on so many people. So it was kind of there's an underlying message there, too. He was very pompous.
I was very concerned with his character because I didn't like him at all. And I don't know what this movie's about. It's about
wrestling.
True story. I had no idea.
Dude goes
I just
crazy.
Know.
Spoilers, shoots everybody.
I might actually have to... Well, thanks. I might actually have to change my vote. I did have Michael Keaton. But knowing that about the character for Steve Carell and
Foxcatcher...
No,
but you don't get the character from the trailer, so you based on your...
No, I got a creepy feeling from the trailer. I got how about them satellite
dishes Channing Tatum's rocking? I think those may have been prosthetic. Were those his real ears?
Those are his real ears. He just has big ears.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Well, people going to Magic Mike don't really care about his ears. They don't really care about
his face.
They're
looking at a whole other prosthetic.
Exactly. Like they're carrying armadillos in there. I have no idea.
Okay, so what was your
Never
pick
seen
then?
It.
Because you didn't pick.
You know, I'll go Steve Carell.
Okay.
I swayed you.
Yeah.
Inadvertently. Didn't mean to.
Swayed. Blue suede.
I almost picked him, and then I picked him. That's what he's talking about.
Right. Okay, then. So we got Steve Carell and Foxcatcher, which, if you haven't seen the trailer, it's about 2 minutes and 12 seconds long.
Do yourself the favor and watch the trailer.
It helps chronicle the life of the highs and lows of John DuPont, a fellow who was living in his his father's shadow because his dad was taller than him. But also his mom, not a big fan of his fascination with wrestling. It does star the Channing Tatums and
Zach Galifianakis. And Hulk.
And the Hulk.
The new Hulk.
Yes, the new Hulk.
Not the Eric Bana, not the Edward Norton.
Mark Ruffalo's.
Oh, Ruffalo. Okay.
Mark Buffalo.
Mark Buffalo, who looks like he's wearing some fake hair. I'll be honest. It looks like he has
Well, he is.
Well, I don't know. He's got more hair in the Avengers, I thought.
Right.
But in this one, he looks like when Costanza was in Shallow Hal.
Huh.
And he rocked that fake cod hairpiece the whole time. Well, we don't know. He had contagious conjunctivitis.
You have no idea.
Probably the best Gwyneth Paltrow's look in half the movie.
I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow in the movie.
I'm going to throw this to you. Who do you have in best actor in a trailer?
Steve Carell.
Also with the Steven. Okay.
It was between him and Redmayne. The others, they didn't really seem like acting. It just seemed like something they were doing.
Michael Keaton in Birdman didn't seem like he was acting. It's like he was just basically, he's pining
for
his...
He squawks like a bird all whole day.
Well, and it's... Okay. It's him being him under the shadow of Batman. I mean, he was the original movie Batman.
Like Benedict Cumberbatch.
What other movie Batman?
The original. I'm sorry. Batman 1966. Adam West had a feature-length film.
Oh, really?
He jumps the shark. Literally.
Well, let me guess. He had shark repellent.
Bat shark repellent, yes.
Right, okay, fair enough.
I believe that's where you see him carrying the big bomb. Whenever you see the picture of him running with this bomb the size of a big bomb.
So
it's big.
He carries a big bomb?
Bomb.
Is that what we're to take away from that?
Yes.
Is there a trailer for it? No. Trailer or it didn't happen?
Didn't happen.
Yeah, like Benedict Cumberbatch, he just seemed like he was playing the same character that he plays in everything.
Right, British.
Dragon. Yeah.
Like Jude Law.
And Bradley Cooper. Horrible attempt at a southern accent.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It really was. Don't pick it up. Don't pick it up. Don't need that. Don't need that movie.
It's a good book.
Not enough explosions.
Well, not a lot of explosions, I think, when you've got a guy like that behind the rifle.
That's true.
I did
good
see
point.
I did see the movie, but I was kind of disappointed.
I want to see the movie.
It's a good book.
Never read the book.
Well, it's good.
Was it in the fiction section or the nonfiction?
Nonfiction, because Chris Kyle himself wrote it. But my pick for best actor in a trailer was for Michael Keaton in Birdman, apparently. I forgot what I had circled on my list. Simply because Michael Keaton. I named my son after him.
There you go.
Did you really?
Not Michael, but Keaton.
Did you really?
Don't tell your sister.
Okay.
It certainly wasn't after Buster Keaton. That guy never said a word.
But I don't know who Buster Keaton is.
Well, he's a silent film comedian.
Oh, okay. He didn't say much.
Not a whole lot. He may have. You never heard it. Now, I thought from the trailer for Birdman, it prominently featured Michael Keaton as this character who once was Birdman. It also featured his fantastical world that his mind is taking him to, which is just augmenting his actual reality. And I think the best part was when Birdman does his voiceover, while Tony heard Batman, all I heard was Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Yes. So, really, he gets my vote because of a movie he did before, but he just did the same voice, you know, pretty much. Yeah. Because it wasn't menacing like Batman. It was kind of crazy like Beetlejuice.
It was very crazy. Well, Batman's crazy.
I didn't know
Batman himself is a crazy person.
Works at Home Depot.
Now, the actual winner for Best Actor in a film was Michael Keaton.
Hey, there you go.
I don't think we touched on the winner for the best film based off of a trailer.
Ah, yes.
Would have been The Theory of Everything.
Okay.
Got best film based off of a trailer. Best recut trailer.
Best extended version of the trailer.
Yes, a featurette.
If you will.
Yes. So moving on here, we're going to go to Best Actress in a Trailer on YouTube.com. And Tony, the nominees? The nominettes?
The nominettes are Marion Cotillard? I don't know how to say it. It's French.
Cotillard.
Cotillard? No.
I believe that would be the daughter of Ra's al Ghul.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought. Her name
doesn't
look familiar.
Even look like Agul.
Julianne Moore, Rosamund Pike, and Reese Witherspoon. Now, my pick for this one, I was very impressed. Reese Witherspoon.
What movies are they nominated for? As
that doesn't even matter.
Or what trailers?
The trailers for Marion Cotillard was 2 days, Cotillard. One night. Well,
Agul.
There you go. 2 days, one night. And
which
this
was
one
very fun.
Was very not in English. Julianne Moore had Still Alive. Still Alice.
Still
Alice. I wrote it there. Still Alive
is a podcast based on the zombie apocalypse. Won numerous awards. Has about 4 seasons. You should all check it out when you're done with ours.
Still Alice. I'm drawing a blank on what it's about. Gone Girl.
Did you forget what it's about?
Gone Girl.
I guess that was a joke.
That's the joke, guys. Gone Girl for Rosamund Pike with the one where Batman kills his wife, apparently, and they're trying to put this all together. The new Batman, not Michael Keaton, but Ben Affleck.
When did that movie come out?
There were several Batmen between them.
That's true. It's quite a bit. They're the Bat Ends.
Very good. Very good. The Bat Ends.
Reese Witherspoon was in a movie called Wild, where she goes from having a horrible life to going out and hiking in the mountains. And
I think this
streams.
Movie came out like a couple years ago.
It couldn't have.
She has to hike for like 1,000 miles.
I think it was about a dude.
Into the Wild.
Okay.
With Emil Hirsch. Hirsch.
Yes, like the guy off Walking Dead got with the one leg.
The only thing I could think about with this movie was she should have just stayed a lawyer.
Wearing pink. Yeah, she looked kind of rough in that trailer.
She looked very rough. But what else has she been in a while?
I don't think it was nominated for Best Makeup.
I don't think they had makeup in this movie. She wasn't wearing it.
No, and she looked rough.
She did.
She was trying to find herself and fix things because she's ruined her life at home.
So she hikes for 1,000 miles.
Which makes perfect sense. Did you know, that pack she's wearing had to weigh more than she did. That took me out of the movie because...
Unless she just had blankets in it.
She is a wet blanket. She can't be 88 pounds. It's Reese Witherspoon.
I thought she did better than any other lady in any of these trailers that we watched for Best Actress. Like we have noted off air, Rosamund Pike was barely in her trailer. What's up with that?
I don't know. How are you going to have an actress in a trailer and not have her in the trailer?
How are you going to be up for Best Actress and not be in the trailer?
Almost like she was gone from it.
Almost like she was missing entirely.
Yes.
Wait, what?
It's almost like Ben Affleck just cut her out of the picture.
Oh, okay.
Gone Girl.
Gone Girl. Okay.
Yeah. Did you download that one?
No, that's illegal, Tony.
That's true. You're not going to jail for me.
If you actually, buy it from iTunes.
Mike, well, thanks for the pictures of little boys.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anything to help get you through the night. So, Josh, who'd you have for Best Actress in a Trailer of a Motion Picture on YouTube.com?
I have Julianne Moore. From Still Alive.
Still Alive?
Yeah. Okay. She's still alive.
I can't write very well. Shut up.
You can't read your writing as well.
There you go.
Okay, and Still Alice was the trailer about a woman who
she
is coming...
She had early onset Alzheimer's. And
okay, so it wasn't bad yet. She still knew what was going on.
Yeah, she...
just found herself forgetting certain words.
Yeah, she realized she was forgetting
where
stuff,
she was.
And then she tried to set stuff up to where she would start remembering it. And then she'd see a word somewhere like... That's there. I need to... What is that? And she'd be like, oh, okay, it's this. Okay, got it.
Maybe it was just a foreign word.
Oh, no, it was like
banjo.
It was like apples.
Let me
write
2 days,
on
one
the
night.
Like,
why wouldn't you write apples on the wall?
Oh, maybe I need to go buy apples.
So my selection for Best Actress in a Trailer, I actually went with Julianne Moore. I had it down between her and Reese Witherspoon. But I opted for Julianne Moore because I really felt that Still Alice was probably her best work since Jurassic Park 2.
Really?
Yeah. She made me think she had no clue what was going on when I watched that trailer.
She's a good actress.
So I went with Julianne Moore because I felt compelled not to watch the movie that the trailer... not to watch the movie that's based off the trailer... The actress that actually won
Oh, right.
The award that, you know, they gave gift baskets for was Julianne Moore.
Of course.
Because they also felt it was some of her best work since Lost World, opposite Jeff Goldblum, who really made her who she is today.
Which brings...
What does Jeff Goldblum have to do with Julianne Moore?
Doesn't he have to do with everything?
What doesn't Jeff Goldblum life, man?
He hasn't been... More movies...
Chaos Theory.
More movies have been made than Jeff Goldblum have been in movies. What does he have to
do? I don't know. I'm going to have to see some fact-checking on that one.
What has he been in? The Great White Hype with Damon...
Wayans. He was one of the Wayans.
Never heard of none of that.
Never heard of none of that? I bet Jeff Goldblum has never said a double negative in his life. Jeff Goldblum taught my son to talk because he watched Jurassic Park so often. As he grew up and started speaking, he had a bit of a stutter the way Ian Malcolm slash Jeff Goldblum kind of talks. Yeah, it was so funny. We couldn't figure out why until we realized that his favorite movie was Jurassic Park.
And Jurassic Park 2, the only thing I can remember.
Electric Boogaloo.
with Turbo.
The only line I can remember from that movie ever is, I'm glad she took those gymnastics practice or whatever.
So, Best Director, it should be noted, and I don't know if everyone else did this, but Best Director, very hard to do whenever you haven't seen the movie. Because the director does not direct the trailer.
He does today.
But he does today.
Yes.
When it comes to the Addy Awards.
The director needs to have some say with the trailer that his movie is based off of.
But he still doesn't. It's the marketing wing of the production company that actually does the trailers.
The director
makes
a trailer and then uploads it to YouTube.
I
don't have them all written down. Do you have those written down?
Well, maybe
best director?
I'll run down the best director list.
Because I didn't write that. I just wrote down my pick. I didn't write down the rest of them.
I have it right
now. I am prepared. I've got the internet.
The best director in a trailer.
Birdman.
On YouTube.com. The nominees are Birdman, or you could also call it the Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
If you wanted to.
Pronounce his name.
Keaton?
That would have been Alejandro González Iñárritu.
You have no idea that G means Gonzalez.
You know what?
He's got the internet.
I have the internet, and I looked up, and it's Gonzalez. What else would it mean? What else would G mean in...
Gomez.
Maybe Gonzalez.
So it could mean Gonzalez or it could mean Gonzalez. Okay, I had the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Oh, did you say Gonzalez? I thought you...
Wait, so best director? You were reading them? Just say the movie. Don't even say the best director.
No, we got to give some props to, you know, Richard Linklater.
They were in the Oscars.
Richard Linklater for Boyhood.
I already forgot all the words. Yeah.
We had Benoit Miller for Foxcatcher. Wes Anderson for the Grand Budapest Hotel. And Morten Tildum for L'Imitation Game. So.
It's not French.
Oh. That's not one of the foreign language?
My bad.
Nah, it's all in British.
Well, it was pretty foreign to me. I mean, those guys are all the way across the ocean. It's spoken in British.
The whole movie's in British.
Josh, who do you have for best director of a trailer?
Wes Anderson.
For the Budapest Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
How come for to be white?
I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
Okay.
That was good.
Tony, I hope you have more to offer.
There was a lot of stuff in it.
Well, okay. I went with Grand Budapest Hotel as well. I really did.
Tell them what we thought about it.
Tell them what we thought about it, because we were talking about this before the show. Me and Josh were conspiring on this.
Where was I?
In your house.
We don't include you.
Fair enough.
I liked the trailer. Now, it reminded me of, and once I got further into it, I realized why, because there's so many people from this, but the Tenenbaums.
Also Wes Anderson.
The Royal Tenenbaums, exactly. So it reminded me, I liked it until I started realizing what kind of humor it was going to have. I kind of like the Royal Tenenbaums humor, but it's so dry. On purpose, obviously. But I like the trailer. I enjoyed the trailer. I thought it was very quirky. I like me some Ralph Fiennes. But no, I liked it. I liked the trailer. It was very fast, had a lot of stuff going on. I really feel like I know most of what happens in the movie. I'm hoping that all the funny parts are not in the trailer, but I actually would like to see this movie.
You know, I'm going to say, and it's circled on my sheet, so this isn't actually a thing here. I also went with the Grand Budapest Hotel for similar reasons to what Tony, because Josh just said it was cool.
Right.
No, me and Tony. We had things to say about it.
Wes Anderson,
he did the most talking.
Exactly.
His look and his style, you can tell what's a Wes Anderson movie whenever you see
very
one.
Very colorful.
Exactly how it is. It's very colorful. There's a lot of dialogue, but just the style that it's cut in, and you know, a lot of it is kind of set like it takes place over. In the Eastish, kind of, but everybody in there spoke normal English except for one guy who looked obviously
Indian.
But you can't, I mean.
Well, the last line sealed it for me whenever he said, have you ever been held by the authorities? And he said, well, yes, during I was held by the, the rebel militias were holding me and blah, blah, blah. And he says, oh, so then you know the rules, and just zip it.
Yes. I mean, it's like I want to see it because it looks like every other Wes Anderson film. I believe he even did Rushmore, which had
Schwartzman
and
anything with Schwartzman,
Bill Murray,
yes,
who's also in.
He's in the Royal Tenenbaums. He's in this movie.
So basically,
what was the one Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou?
Yes. Well, the Academy for Best Director.
Yeah, who did they pick? Who did those losers pick?
They went also with the Grand Budapest Hotel, Wes Anderson.
I think what the Academy does is they watch the trailers as well.
They should, because there's no reason to sit through a whole movie anymore.
Well, why? If you can't put it in the trailer, why should I sit through so many movies
they have to watch. You really got to watch it. I think
you got to have a lot of money to watch these
theaters. If it doesn't have a trailer, it's not worth watching.
There you go.
Not at all. Okay, well, our next...
I watched three movies last
night. Know. And you bought them all. Our next,
you got it.
Our next category, because we're not doing all of them, we have ADD. Best animated feature film trailer, of which a movie was based off of.
I enjoyed this one. I enjoyed this
Josh,
particular one.
Have you got the nominettes?
Yes. Big Hero 6.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Big Hero 6. Box Trolls, How to Train Your Dragon 2, Song of the Sea, and The Tale of Princess Kaguya.
Kaguya.
Sheboygan. The Tale of Princess Sheboygan.
The thing
Sheboygan.
That gets me that is that
from Wisconsin.
Is that looking through that, Lucy Liu is not the princess.
Why would she be?
She's the Asian.
There's lots of Asians.
But she's the only Asian-American. Yeah.
Like Mr. Takai?
He's not Asian. He's Hawaiian.
He's very Asian.
Takei.
He's Hawaiian.
It rhymes
very
with
Asian.
Toupee.
Okay. He's very Asian.
I'm going to look this up.
Go ahead. I made it up. I don't know.
Okay, good. Because I
Tony,
you know I'm right.
What's your pick for best animated feature film trailer of which a movie is based off of?
I chose Princess Kaguya.
Garbage.
I like
Shirley
the
Manson.
I like the... Yes. I like the animation style. I like Princess Kaguya, the trailer, which was obviously the movie was based off the trailer. I like the animation style. And then, of course, Song of the Sea was a really good animation style, too. That's what I put in my notes, was just awesome animation. Princess Kaguya was about some girl that had the Benjamin Button disease, except backwards. She just grew really fast. Backwards Benjamin Button disease.
So she aged more.
Backwards Benjamin Button disease.
What do you mean backwards Benjamin Button?
Well, she aged really fast.
Aging backwards, you age forward
really, really quickly.
Haven't you seen Jack?
Yeah,
Robin Williams. God rest his soul.
I love that movie. I love Jack.
He's dead now.
So how do you feel now?
Your fault.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm sorry. It's my fault. It's my fault.
Thank you. It's about time you admitted it. The How to Train Your Dragon 2 trailer I thought was pretty boring.
I heard the movie was actually pretty good.
I'm sure it was, but it doesn't matter because we're just doing trailers.
Right.
The trailer was boring. I mean, he got on his dragon, flew up in the clouds, and then jumped off.
He's got half a leg.
And he's got, I don't know what you're talking about, but he's got a squirrel suit on, a flying squirrel suit. And as the dragon's
secret squirrel.
As the dragon's falling, they're both falling, and then all of a sudden his wings come out, the guy's wings, he's got the squirrel suit on.
Birdman.
And he's flying. And then he lands, takes off his helmet, and then How to Train Your Dragon 2, coming this fall. That was it. It was boring.
It's a horrible trailer.
It was a horrible trailer.
Almost like it was a teaser.
Almost as if it was a teaser, but it did say trailer.
I believe that the movie actually stars that guy, Jay Baruchel. He's Canadian. I don't care for him at all.
Sounds French.
There's also Dane Bedablois.
Well, Josh.
It's French, so it's probably
Dane Bedablois.
Josh, what do you have for a pick for your best animated feature film
Big
trailer?
Hero 6.
And, hang on.
More
stop.
Like Drunk Hero 6.
Good job.
The trailer.
He does.
Come on.
Low battery.
When he walks in, he's got low battery. He is clearly showing the signs of a man coming in that's drunk.
I thought it looked funnier than any of the others.
Okay.
It did. It did look funny. I.
What about the animation was good, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was good.
It's a Disney joint.
Very good. I mean, the character models were just so lifelike.
After all those years of practice, they're getting good at it.
Well, Disney's finally figuring out this movie thing.
This animated movie.
Yeah, this animated feature film thing. They finally got it down to a science.
Well, my selection on best animated feature film of which trailer of which a movie was made off of, and you can see at YouTube.com, I went with Song of the Sea. Okay, now I have seen Big Hero 6, the movie based off the trailer.
Right.
And it was fine, you know. It was I think as a movie, probably better. And the box trolls, I had nothing there.
But, Nightmare Before Coraline,
right? But Song of the Sea. As soon as I saw the opening sequence, I fell in love with that art style.
I did totally.
I really enjoyed the art style. I couldn't get into the half watercolor thing of Kaguya.
But it made me think that perhaps they spent more time developing the story than they did with the art style. And I liked it. It was very old-style Japanese, you know, the very simple lines.
They prefer to be
called
Asians.
No, they don't.
I don't care for the Asian animation style.
The next category for the trailers of the year, one that I'm sure Tony has a lot to say about, being that he has the most culture. He's the only person that's been off-continent in this group. We're going to look at the best foreign language trailer of the year. Tony, who are the nominees? Who do we got?
Okay, for best foreign language trailer of the year, Ida, which in my notes here from Mikey, you know because you wrote them, it says Ida, Poland.
Yes.
So you wrote the country they were from. So we got Ida, which is Poland. Leviathan from Russia. Tangerines from Estonia.
What's in Estonia?
Oranges? I have...
No, tangerine.
No idea.
Shut up, they're the same.
Okay.
They're the exact... Timbuktu from Mauritania. And Wild Tales from Argentina.
Which I think, as far as the translation goes, is sometimes called Savage Tales. Because savages are wildlings. Wildlings are savages. So it's a translational type of thing. They don't speak much English in...
Argentina. I'm sure they do. The Pope speaks English.
Where's he from?
I didn't hear one,
Argentina.
I didn't hear one English word in that movie.
You know what? There should be a country called Argentoni.
I'm working on it.
Tony's the president.
I can't get the funds together.
We're going to start a Kickstarter for Tony to purchase his own island in South America.
Tony, I'll give you $10. That's enough to buy an island in Argentina.
It's $10 too?
Give him a 20.
I'll give you a 20.
There you go. We got a Kickstarter going now.
Okay, so Tony's ran down the list of best foreign language trailer of the year. Josh, who do you, not who, but what country gets your vote for putting out the best foreign language trailer of the year?
Doesn't matter.
None of this matters.
The points don't matter, no.
I did Wild Tales.
And Wild Tales.
It seemed like it had more than one story going in it, and that's what I like in a movie.
I don't... Okay. It kind of had a Wes Anderson vibe.
Yeah.
There were some comedic elements to it.
Budapest Hotel had like three or four stories going at once.
Yeah, there were some comedic elements. You got the one guy who's being interrogated, and there's an explosion, and a car flips. I did get a kick out of the whole road rage scene, where he's like, "What up, man? Get out of the way! What the heck?" And then he has a flat, and the guy he flipped off.
From Argentina. I don't think that's an Argentinian accent.
Have you been to Argentina?
It's pretty close.
Nope, but I'm pretty sure it sounds just like Mexican.
But more southern.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it has a drawl. It's Mexican with a drawl.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Buenos Dias.
There you go. No, that's everyone in Texas.
So, Tony, who do you have? What do you have on best foreign film?
Well, I only watched two of the trailers because I refuse to sit and watch while I have to read as well. If I wanted to read, I would have gone to college, but I didn't.
Yeah, right. So, I don't like reading either.
No, I watched two of them. I watched Ida and Leviathan because those were the first two on your list. With Ida, it was just depressing. I mean, how many Pollocks does it take to make a movie trailer?
Apparently not enough because it was only in 4x3 instead of 16x9 rendering.
There you go. So what's up with that? Leviathan didn't see a single bear riding a unicycle. Turned it off.
I don't think bears riding unicycles are related to Russia.
They do in Russia.
60% of the Russian population are bears riding unicycles.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fact.
Do you know?
Look it up.
Go to the Red Square. That's all fact. You see.
That is rock solid, man.
I tried watching.
That's straight from the State Department.
Leviathan.
I'm gonna go to Russia. If I don't see a bear riding a unicycle immediately.
In the first two hours.
I'm just blowing it up.
Exactly.
You're gonna blow up Russia.
You need a lot of explosives.
That's like the
I just need one.
That's a pretty big continent. Well, I obviously I watched all the trailers because this was my my brainchild here. But, you know, Leviathan, I had great hopes for it based off of the title alone, and then, you know, Leviathan just had a bunch of Russians and a bunch of smoking.
Which goes without saying.
I couldn't tell who was who based on the trailer because you're busy reading words and trying to. And all their voices sounded the same. Nobody had an accent, really, because they were speaking their own native dialect. And I just. As everybody that knows me knows, I don't read movies.
Which is why I was so surprised.
I mean, it's like watching a book.
That you put foreign language film in our Addy Awards.
Well, let me tell you who I picked. Fair which film I picked. Which trailer I picked. I picked Timbuktu. But not because not because of the name alone.
Doesn't matter.
That's the one I didn't watch.
It didn't have a single word of dialogue in the trailer.
Let the record show that I called that.
It did not. No, you said I picked Timbuktu. It based on name alone.
No, I said let me look down and see which one I think you would have picked. Timbuktu. Based on the name alone, I picked Timbuktu because I think that would have been, for some reason, I knew that was one you were going to pick.
It's a shame you didn't watch the trailer because there's not one word of dialogue in there. So there's no subtitles, which is perfect for me.
So that's why you picked it.
The trailer also features a guy playing a lot of blues on a homemade sitar.
Oh, crap. I wish I watched that
Sitar
one.
Hero?
Yeah, right? Now you wish you watched it. I mean, it was. Now, that's the one I picked because I didn't have to read anything.
Fair enough.
Based on what I had to read, if I could get past the fact of having to read a movie, I would have picked Tangerines. Because the whole premise of that film is very intriguing. I would have enjoyed how it turned out. Basically, this guy over in Estonia has a tangerine orchard, and during the harvest one day, he hears gunfire and explosions, and you've got two different warring the Chechnyans and the Georgians had basically had a little firefight on his property, and there were only two survivors of the whole thing, one Chechnyan and one Georgian, that this guy helps nurse back to health, but they're stuck in his home sitting across the table from each other.
Very interesting.
Oh, very intriguing.
From a history perspective alone, that's very interesting.
So, that got my honorable mention. It would have won if there wouldn't have been any words on the screen. I can watch
or if it was
a
just
foreign
in English.
Film. I can watch a foreign film if I just have to sit there and listen to them speak their native language. But you put words on the screen, and all I'm doing is looking at the lower third of the screen. I couldn't tell you what happens in it. I'm reading a movie. And if I'm going to read a movie, I'd rather just watch a book.
takes a lot longer to watch the book. Yeah, because at least the movie, the background action that would be described to you in a book is being played out.
Also, why is the nomination for Best Foreign Film in American Awards?
Because reasons.
Well,
because
Hollywood
is in America.
Like, well, why is the Mr. Universe pageant on Earth?
How come we don't have the Bollywood Awards here in America?
Well, there's a good reason for that.
Where would you host that? In a hotel?
No, the Grand Budapest Hotel. The same place as, Los Angeles.
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
We'd host it in Los Angeles, like the rest of it, or New York. I don't know where those things happen.
Hollywood.
There we go, Hollywood. That's where it is.
Hollywood.
Okay, well, I guess that's going to wrap us up here for ADD number 5, our Addy Awards podcast for best trailers, of which a motion picture was the foundation from to be doing. I want to definitely thank our trio of academies, Academiers, Academon Passant, myself, Mike Wisenhart, and Tony Ward, also Tony Shalhoub.
There you go.
Ethan Hunt and Josh Petty for providing feedback on this episode. If you would like to contact us, you can always reach us at facebook.com/theaddpodcast or also tweet to us on our tweeters at theaddpodcast. And Josh, you can't tweet a .com, Josh. You're ruining this for all of the 50 plus
slash ADD.
It's hashtag theaddpodcast.
.com.
-4.
Slash ADD podcast.
And
.how-to.
Yes, and as always, .com. We want to thank you for listening. Chupacabras, everybody.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at WhiteDragonPN.